Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Understanding Our Mind. 51 Verses on Buddhist Psychology by Thich Nhat Hanh Hien introduces readers to a classic Buddhist map of consciousness through short, practical verses and accessible commentary. Grounded in the Yogacara tradition, often called mind-only, the book presents the mind as a living process shaped by perception, habit energy, and intentional cultivation. Rather than treating psychology as abstract theory, Thich Nhat Hanh connects mental states to everyday life, how we interpret events, how emotions arise, and how inner patterns repeat. He emphasizes mindfulness as a method for recognizing what is happening in the present moment and transforming suffering at its roots. Across the 51 verses, the reader is guided to observe consciousness, understand the seeds of mental formations, and learn how wholesome states can be strengthened through attention, ethical living, and compassion. The tone is calm and down-to-earth, making intricate Buddhist psychology approachable for both newcomers and long-time practitioners. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a map of consciousness through the eight consciousnesses. A central topic is the Yogacara model of eight consciousnesses, offered as a functional map rather than a rigid doctrine. The book highlights how sense consciousnesses process sight, sound, smell, taste, and touch, while mental consciousness interprets and narrates experience. Beneath these is a deeper layer that stores impressions and tendencies, often discussed as a storehouse consciousness, which holds seeds of emotions, perceptions, and habits. Another subtle layer concerns the sense of self, the tendency to appropriate experiences mine and build identity around it. Thich Nhat Hanh Hien presents this framework as a way to understand why reactions can feel automatic and why certain thoughts return repeatedly. The model helps readers distinguish raw contact from interpretation, and then from the deeper conditioning that fuels interpretation. Practically, this can reduce blame and confusion. Instead of thinking an emotion is a personal failure, it becomes a mental formation arising from conditions. The benefit of the map is clarity. When you can locate where a pattern arises and how it is maintained, you can intervene more skillfully through mindfulness, ethical choices, and supportive environments that nourish healthier seeds. Secondly, seeds, habit energy, and the storehouse of the mind. Another major theme is the idea that the mind contains seeds, latent potentials that can manifest as thoughts, feelings, and actions when conditions support them. Thich Nhat Hanh Hien uses this lens to explain habit energy repeated patterns that seem to run on their own. A harsh comment can water seeds of anger or insecurity, while a kind conversation can water seeds of trust and joy. This approach reframes personal change as ecological and relational. You do not transform by force of will alone, you transform by changing inputs, attention, and daily choices that repeatedly water certain seeds. The book encourages readers to be selective about what they consume, including media, conversations, and environments, because these are nutrients for consciousness. It also emphasizes that seeds are not destiny. Even difficult tendencies are workable when you recognize them early and provide alternate conditions, such as mindful breathing, supportive community, or compassionate reflection. Over time, wholesome seeds become stronger, unwholesome seeds are starved of attention, and the overall climate of the mind becomes more stable. This topic connects Buddhist psychology with modern behavior change without reducing it to self-improvement slogans. Thirdly, mindfulness as the method for transforming mental formations. The book repeatedly returns to mindfulness as the practical method that makes Buddhist psychology usable in real life. Mental formations such as fear, jealousy, craving, or irritation are treated as natural phenomena that arise, stay for a time, and pass when conditions change. Mindfulness allows a person to recognize a formation without immediately acting it out or suppressing it. Thich Nhat Hanh Hien emphasizes gentle recognition and caring attention, as though you are holding a crying child rather than fighting an enemy. This changes the relationship to difficult states. Instead of being overwhelmed, you become aware of the state, its triggers, and its bodily signatures. From there, skillful actions are possible, such as mindful breathing, walking, or pausing before speaking. The text also shows how mindfulness prevents escalation. When attention is steady, sense impressions are less likely to be converted into stories and judgments that intensify suffering. In addition, mindfulness can nourish positive states, not by forcing cheerfulness, but by noticing conditions of happiness already present. The result is a grounded psychology, where insight and practice reinforce each other. Understanding the mind leads to better mindfulness, and mindfulness confirms the understanding through direct experience. Fourthly, perception, misperception, and the construction of reality. A crucial topic is how perception is constructed and how easily it becomes distorted. Thich Nhat Hanh Hien presents perception as an interpretive process conditioned by past experiences, stored impressions, and the desire for certainty. This helps explain why two people can witness the same event and form very different conclusions. The book encourages examining the gap between what is actually happening and what the mind adds through assumptions, fears, and habitual narratives. In Buddhist psychology, misperception is not merely an intellectual error, it is a cause of suffering because it drives unskillful speech and action. The teaching invites readers to slow down and verify perceptions, especially in relationships, where misunderstandings can quickly become entrenched. Mindfulness and compassionate inquiry serve as correctives, allowing the mind to hold uncertainty and seek clarity rather than rush to judgment. This topic also links perception with identity. When the self-sense is strong, the mind filters information to protect its image, which further distorts reality. They can revise beliefs, communicate more skillfully, and relate to their thoughts as mental events rather than absolute truths. Lastly, compassionate ethics and interbeing in psychological healing. The psychological vision in the book is inseparable from ethics and compassion. Thich Nhat Hanh Hain frames healing not only as managing inner states, but also as living in ways that reduce harm and increase understanding. This is where his broader teaching on interbeing becomes psychologically relevant. The mind is not isolated, and well-being is influenced by community, speech, livelihood, and daily conduct. When a person practices kind speech, deep listening, and non-harming choices, they create external conditions that support inner stability. Conversely, harmful actions agitate the mind and water seeds of guilt, fear, and defensiveness. The book suggests that compassion is not sentimental. It is a practical strategy for transforming suffering because it loosens self-centered patterns and reduces conflict. Importantly, compassion includes oneself. Recognizing that mental afflictions arise from conditions allows for patience and a steady commitment to practice. The reader is encouraged to build supportive conditions, including mindful relationships and nourishing routines, because personal transformation happens most reliably within a compassionate context. This topic shows why Buddhist psychology is not just about analysis of consciousness, but also about building a life that consistently supports clarity, connection, and peace. In conclusion, this book is well suited for readers interested in mindfulness, Buddhist thought, and practical psychology, including meditators who want a clearer framework for what they observe and practice. It also fits people who feel caught in repetitive emotional loops and want a compassionate, non-pathologizing way to understand habit energy, perception, and reactivity. The benefit to daily life comes from combining a coherent map of mind with simple methods for transformation. By learning to recognize mental formations early, examine perception, and intentionally nourish wholesome seeds, readers can reduce impulsive speech, strengthen emotional balance, and relate to themselves with more patience. Compared to many modern mindfulness or self-help titles, this book stands out for its depth without being technical and for its integration of ethics, community, and compassion as essential parts of mental health. The verse format makes the teachings easy to revisit, while the explanations connect them to real situations rather than abstract philosophy. It is worth buying because it offers a distinctive bridge between classical Buddhist psychology and everyday practice, giving readers both language and method to understand the mind and steadily cultivate well-being. If you would like to support Thich Nhat Hanh, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.